Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, happy Friday, BTN News listeners. We indeed have made it. And welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 10th of November, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the past 24 hours will be coming your way right now, as always, in about 5 minutes. We know that little sneak peek we got of Google's Files Go. Then they pulled it away and said, ooh, you weren't supposed to know about that yet. Well, now it is official. Yeah, those of you that didn't see that leak earlier this week, well, this is all brand new news to you. Now Google is bringing the app back for, as you probably guessed, as all things Google's are, beta. Meaning you and I and pretty much anybody can try this out. And if you don't know what Files Go is, it's designed really to help users manage files and clear out free space across all of their mobile devices. Now, Files Go, currently, of course, only available on the Android platform. No word if it's going to be hitting iOS anytime soon, but you can currently download it for free at your own risk right now in the Google Play Store. And what I mean by your own risk, if it deletes something that you didn't really want deleted, don't blame Google. Facebook, the new Craigslist. Well, at least that's what they're trying to be when finding your brand new place to live. Yes, now it's going to have housing rentals and apartment lists all moved into that field when you're looking for stuff through Facebook's marketplace, really, pretty much. The first rollout of the new feature will have custom filters so you can have location, the price you're looking for, number of bedrooms, bathrooms, you get the idea, don't you? Yeah. Plus, on top of that, if you actually want to list your rental property on there, it actually lets landlords upload 360-degree photos to give your potential clients an idea of just how homey it's going to be. Currently, this new feature for Marketplace will only be initially available in the U.S., but we are hearing possibly coming to the U.K. shore sometime in early 2018. Could be sooner, though. Yes, the Nintendo Switch. It's been a pretty big hit, hasn't it? Only thing kind of lacking on it is what we see in other consoles. You know, like PlayStation, well, you've got their streaming service, you know, the View. And of course, on Xbox, you've got a whole bunch of other things. You can even have Hulu on the Xbox. And speaking of Hulu, well, that's going to be the first official streaming service on the Nintendo Switch. Yep, starting right now as we speak. The Nintendo Switch now has the media app Hulu. And of course, with all things Hulu, you'll have access to the live streaming TV service, just their on-demand service, which has no ads, and of course the on-demand service if you really love ads. All, of course, are available at different prices. Now, yes, it has to be said, this has been a very long time coming for Nintendo fans to actually get media content other than games coming into your living room. We can only hope now Nintendo will say, yeah, this is probably a good idea. Maybe we should add more stuff. But until then, you've got Hulu and you got Mario. Instagram has got a new update for all you Instagrammers out there, one that a lot of users have actually been asking for quite some time. What's that feature? Well, it allows you to upload any video or picture from your library to the disappearing service Instagram Stories. Now, yes, before you had to sit there and take the latest picture or take the latest video, and that's all that could appear in your Instagram story, but not anymore. Nope, you can go 1 hour back or you can go 10 years back. You'll have complete access now to all of those wonderful and not so wonderful photos and videos in your complete Instagram library. And finally, oh, you gotta feel a little sorry for this artificial intelligence vehicle. Not a very good day on the job for them. Yes, this all going down in Las Vegas. Their self-driving shuttle service, yeah, got in a little bit of a collision 1 hour into its drive. Mind you, nothing really terrible or anything. There were 8 passengers on board and all were fine. And the truck the self-driving car actually hit, yeah, there wasn't a scratch on it either. Which is to be expected. The shuttles, they actually only go about 15 miles per hour. Yeah, not fast enough speeds to do too much damage. It is funny to hear, though, AAA, that's like a roadside assistance service in the U.S., actually got involved with this, stating that it wasn't really the vehicle's fault, it was human error. Human error meaning the guy that was driving the truck, yeah, he's the one that actually caused the accident. I don't know, is it just me, or do you think maybe the artificial intelligence vehicle, they might be the one that put out this press story? You know, just to kind of cover their back bumper. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our official website, BritishTechNetwork.com, the place for all the wonderful BTN shows, including The Max Show, The Big Show, and so many wonderful other podcasts over there. Of course, speaking of The Big Show and The Max Show, it is Friday. That means we're going to get a dose of both today. Don't forget to check out BritishTechNetwork.com/live for those shows airing live later today. Also, don't forget to check us out on our social media sites, British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram, at @BritishTech on Twitter. I'm also on Twitter @KyleSwagger. And our Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over and hang out with us. You can do it easily by going to BritishTech.slack.com. The news show is headed into the weekend. Don't worry, though. We will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a wonderful weekend and a great Friday ahead. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.